Hello, this is Zelig Pliskin of Aisha Torah. Our text is Conversations with Yourself, a practical guide to greater happiness, self-development, and self-empowerment. We're in Chapter 30, Self-Conversations about Being Grateful. What am I grateful for? Thinking about this question will add a dimension of gratitude to your life. Gratitude is the foundation of happiness. If you really want to be happy, you'll make it a high priority to think about gratitude. Gratitude to the Creator for all that He has created for you makes you a more spiritual person. It is the essence of love for the Almighty. Being grateful to all the people who have done positive things for you throughout your life will increase your level of love for others. One of the happiest people I've ever met was also one of the most grateful. How did you become so grateful? I asked him. I'm so extremely grateful to my mother, he replied. Each and every day, she would say to me when I was growing up, there is so much to be grateful for in our lives. Let's think of 5 things right now. She would constantly repeat the verse from Psalms 136:1. Give thanks to the Almighty, for His kindness is forever. She also frequently said, there is always so much to be grateful for. All we need to do is look for it and we will find it. How often do you have conversations with yourself about what you're grateful for? You can have one right now. Ask yourself, what am I grateful for? Just answering this question constitutes a self-conversation about gratitude. It's easy to do. And as you answer the question now, you are being grateful. At any moment in your life, you have the ability to think about that for which you are grateful. This added perspective when you think about things for which you aren't grateful. There are so many things that are great going wrong in my life that it's difficult for me to think of being grateful, some individuals have said to me. Try it out, I suggest. Make it a habit that a number of times each day you will say to yourself, I have many things to be grateful for. Let me mention some right now. Those who follow through tell me that thinking about gratitude has greatly improved the quality of their lives. One man told me, I used to be one of the world's biggest grouches. I was always complaining and blaming. Family members found me difficult to be around. But when I agreed to spend more time thinking about gratitude, I became more pleasant. I actually became cheerful. The unsolicited feedback I heard from others was amazing. The transformation in my mood and the way I spoke to others was almost miraculous. I know that I've heard about the importance of being grateful many times in my life. But only after I actually listed things I am grateful for did I experience the profound benefit of being grateful. How can I remember to be grateful? Ask some who are beginning to live a life of gratitude. One suggestion. Whenever you hear someone complaining, think of 5 things for which you are grateful. This does not mean you should ignore your own valid and fixable complaint. Fix it, but don't dwell on what you don't like. Keep your main focus on grateful self-talk. Besides, if you can change the situation, it doesn't really make a practical difference if you think about it for a minute or two, or if you think about it for many hours. It still won't be changed. But spending more time being upset will change the way you feel. How will my life improve after I've mastered a trait of being grateful? This is a great question for a self-conversation. You can also imagine you've already mastered the art of being grateful at all times. And then talk to yourself about how grateful you are that you become so grateful. Even if you're not yet a master at being grateful, in any present moment, your mind can choose a thought of gratitude. Prove it to yourself. Be grateful now. I am grateful.